What's in your hand?
An article on Gregory Hoyt from the Amesbury newspaper.
Let me see that thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, you guys, what are you doing? Oh, look at this. A picture of me on the back, too. I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. You're on the back.
I don't want to read this. I don't want to know about it.
Greg. There is a picture of you. The picture of you is bigger than the article, mm-hmm. Greg.
It's because there's not much to say. An Amesbury boy through and through. What does it mean to be an Amesbury boy through and through? Are we in the show?
Yeah, we're in the show.
I don't know what that means.
Are you going to introduce yourself to yourself?
An Amesbury boy through and through? I don't know what that means.
Let me bring it in. You know what? No, let's let the Amesbury boy bring it in.
Let me see my article. Mr. Article.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any articles about you out right now?
Not right now, no. But I have in the past. Yeah.
It's a weird feeling. It's awkward.
I have several.
How about you bring in the show?
Me or mm-hmm. Brian?
You.
No, you.
Mr. Amesbury.
Oh, okay. Hello! Yeah. Good morning!
What is this?
Good afternoon!
That's not how we
good evening! Planet Earth! Welcome to the Shide Show.
Welcome.
I'm Gregory Hoyt mm-hmm. alongside Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Robert Shide.
Yeah.
And Lee Granis. That reminds me of granite, which reminds me of New Hampshire.
Mm.
And New Hampshire's state motto is?
Live free or die.
Yeah. Oh! Good job, Lee.
Lee, do you know how you can tell a person is from New England? That's all they ever talk about.
Yeah!
Amesbury boy through and through.
Amesbury boy through and through. Before we get into Lee's life,
yeah.
which we will dive into
yeah.
very shortly,
mm-hmm.
I just need to clarify uh-huh. what it means to be an Amesbury boy through and through.
It's a good question. Do you bleed Amesbury's colors?
When you open up your... If someone were to take a knife and just write down your spine, do you yeah. bleed water from the Merrimack River?
Yeah, I do. An Amesbury boy, I don't even know what that means. It means that I'm, come from Amesbury, Massachusetts. I'm very proud of Amesbury, Massachusetts.
It's yeah. a great town.
Brian yeah. actually came to visit over the holidays.
I really
Did
loved
you?
It. I would move there in a second.
Really?
It was shocking Beautiful. That I actually saw Brian over the holidays. I've invited him to, like, come up and hang with my parents, my family for years.
Greg, you've never invited me.
Because you live in Colorado.
But you never invited me.
But I wouldn't have invited Brian unless he lived there and happened to be an hour away.
Doesn't sound very nice, does
no,
it?
I never would have.
I mean, isn't that crazy? That's an excuse.
All right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. So Brian, apparently...
went to the boat store.
The boat shop, yeah, that's right.
I went to Lowell's Boat Shop.
I'm sorry, what? Lowell's Boat Shop.
I had a stroke again. Wait.
Boating shop.
You went to his... Is it a boat or bolt shop?
Boat shop.
Oh, okay.
Boat. Where my best friend, Graham McKay, was.
Graham McKay was there. Do you know Graham McKay? Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary man.
Maker of boats.
He makes boats.
Wow.
He works in sawdust. He puts his tea on a cast iron stove to keep it warm.
That's great.
Literally. What else did he make on the stove while we were there? Were you there when he made the toast?
No.
Oh, you left?
He didn't. He just drew some bread on the stove.
Yeah, he's got this like old iron stove that's covered in dust and
yeah.
like is wood burning stove from the 1800s. And he keeps his tea up there. But the new thing was while we were hanging out after Brian left, I guess. He took these two pieces of rye bread out and just threw them on top of the stove.
To toast them.
And it's like flipping on this. It's real hot. So he's like flipping. There's dust flying out. Okay.
Well, the wood, I'm sure, is good for you in some way.
He's an Amesbury boy through and through. Maybe that kind of behavior explains.
You should start toasting your bread on the stove.
Like throw it on top of the stove.
To be truly Amesbury.
Spreading sawdust around your kitchen.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I think that works.
It's a very simple way of being Amesbury.
Yeah.
All right. So any of you out there who are listening, you can read this article in what? What is it? The Amesbury Bee? The Amesbury Press?
The Amesbury Bugle? I think I was in the Amesbury News. I think I was also in the Daily News, which
Amesbury Gazette.
No. Uh-huh.
I went to a local bar
in Amesbury.
That night. I went to Amesbury
yeah.
and went to the bar
yeah.
keep
uh-huh.
and said, I would like a, what did I get? I ordered a, I think a Johnny Walker.
And whiskey. He said, whiskey, we don't serve that here. We serve PB&J.
She was like, I'm not sure what you mean, sir. I said, fucking Amesbury. and then I said, that bottle behind you, why don't you go ahead and grab it, fill that glass up with whatever's in it, put a couple ice cubes in it. I'm going to take that, put it on Greg Hoyt's tab.
That's right. I had a big
local tab. Hero is going to pay for my drinks.
And what did she say to that?
She said, that'll be $11.
I had a lot of people putting money on my tabs while I was home. There's definitely a shift where people think I'm very rich.
They do. There's definitely like, well, Greg will just take care of it.
You're in every little gazette and newspaper.
So they're like, he must have made a lot of money
on
something, but I haven't.
Well, guys, we have a guest here. Lee, let's not be rude.
Thank you for being here. Happy New Year, Lee.
Happy New Year, Lee.
When I think of Lee, I think of Granite. I think of Granite Street School, which was an elementary school that I did not attend in Worcester, Massachusetts. But I did go there one time and got into a colossal fight.
Really? Lee, do you know how you can tell a person who's from New England?
That's what they talk about
all That's all they talk about. That is correct. That is correct, Lee.
Lee, where are you from? What's going on? What do you do? Why are you
here? Why do you know Robert
And more
Shire?
Importantly, yeah, why Robert?
Well, gentlemen.
Yes.
I grew up in Colorado.
Oh, all right.
And have possibly known Robert longer than anyone who's previously been on the Shed Show.
Really?
Oh.
Other than my brother.
I might know you longer than your brother.
What? Oh, my God. She didn't tell me.
I want to have your brother on the show.
I don't.
We know you don't.
I know you don't. So you've known Robert a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
So do you know about the infamous, guess what?
The dark side?
I want to know what Robert. I want to know about Robert Schnobbert, whatever it is.
She doesn't know me back then.
No, back when he was having little fits of rage.
That's when I was a kid,
losing it.
Right. That was
I met him in college.
Trampoline
I can only get college.
Oh, we're college young. Awesome. Okay, we'll start
sophomore.
There.
Yeah,
sophomore year in college. Mm-hmm. Take us through your first interaction with Robert.
Oh, here we go.
First interaction.
Yep, here we go. Typical.
See,
nobody can remember. Nobody can ever remember first meeting Robert.
I'm not memorable.
Yeah, you are.
Is that what it is?
No, it's
or
just,
I'm an enigma.
Your first impressions are not memorable.
That's what it is.
Maybe it's because you. Maybe it's because you're saving the best stuff for later. You're not just shooting it out all over.
I blow somebody out of the water in the beginning.
Exactly. Mm. It's maybe a.
Do you remember first meeting me? Greg? Brian? No, exactly.
I would have to say that I just met Gregory Hoyt and Brian Gerard for the first time just now.
Yes.
They've left a stronger impression than the first time I
What's going on here? Lee, I brought you here.
That is right on the mark.
Unbelievable.
All right, so then forget about the first impression because clearly there wasn't one.
Right.
Your earliest memory of Robert. What is that?
I do remember. So Robert and I lived in the same dorm in college.
Yeah.
And we had an unusual situation where my window faced his window.
Oh, so you'd see him masturbating a lot.
That left an impression.
There it is.
Yeah.
You never told me about that.
Hey, man, I told you. You keep pointing to it. That leaves an impression.
Yeah. Yeah. Very effective.
Okay, so
but
you were facing each other.
On a more G-rated note, we would actually started this game where I would cut something out of paper, some sort of symbol, and paste it on my window, and then he would answer back. So we had a little kind of communication game going with window carving.
Did you know each other? Were you talking? Or was this just like a thing where you had never really met?
I was very shy.
You were?
No.
We knew each other. That would have been interesting.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
I see a symbol. I reply. Yeah. A symbol, and it just goes
eventually
back and forth.
Foreign phone number takes about 3 weeks to get the whole digital.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a nice courtship, I think, right there.
Yeah.
But Lee is actually out here by a mistake, right? Oh. She's not supposed to be here today.
You're not supposed to be
here. Well, I'm not supposed to be on this planet, really.
Yeah,
well, right?
But that's mistakes
true.
Happen, and here I am.
Little hole in the condom. Mm-hmm. So
wait a minute. Really?
No. Yes.
Yes, we talked to your mom.
Yeah, we did over the vacation.
Yeah, we called her.
Sorry. Lee is actually supposed to be in New Zealand right now.
I think you should applaud if I was there.
Yeah.
Supposed to be pretty cool.
Well, you're here, though, like but trip. You're supposed to be there.
What
so
happened?
Did you miss your flight?
I missed my flight. There was a LAX problem.
When?
Last night.
What?
And I called Robert, and he rescued me from LAX.
Did he have his pants on when he came, or was he pantless?
By the time he got to the airport, he had panted himself.
I like that. So he was panting. Hello. Hey.
Yes. Yes.
Why are we going to New Zealand?
Yeah, why are you going? What are you running away from?
Notice I said we, because, why New Zealand?
Have you guys ever been?
No,
not me. Not
only
yet.
Only in my dreams and through the Lord of the Rings.
And through the Lord of the Rings, which is exactly why I'm going.
Oh, man, I love that.
Now, you've been before. This is not
your
first.
This is actually my third
time. Ooh.
Isn't that insane?
Going to New Zealand.
Third time.
Why don't you just stay there if you love it so much?
Apparently.
Greg. Hey, do you know about love it or leave it? In regards to our country, either love our country or leave it.
It's Amesbury through and through.
It's right. I'm an Amesbury boy.
Why aren't you in Amesbury right now?
Because I'm representing. I'm representing Amesbury. Amesbury is America, Lee.
He's bringing Amesbury to the rest of the world.
Right, Lee.
God.
You know what, Lee?
What?
This started okay, but I'm not okay anymore with you.
Why? Because of New Zealand?
Yeah,
because
she's going on a trip three times.
Vacation.
Why don't you move there, Lee?
Vacation.
I can explain. Wait, let me give a defense, and then you can see if it holds up.
Okay, all right.
My first time in New Zealand, my friend and I actually hitchhiked from the northern tip of the North Island to the southern tip of the South Island.
How many islands are there, Lee?
Two.
Okay.
And apparently that's a thing you can do. It's safe there, and you can just get rides. And we got to ride in a semi-truck, and we got to ride with all these crazy people and
hear
all these stories. And I can tell you some tales from that adventure.
Oh.
But the second time I went, it was on the North Island only, and I went in our summer, which was their winter, which was a terrible mistake.
Really? Was it freezing?
They don't believe in insulation.
No way.
It was freezing.
Well, they have
and my
sheep.
Friend's car.
They can just huddle next to them.
Or just live inside the sheep.
Let's
like
not go
Tauntaun style?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Lee.
When this one cools down, they cut open another one.
Tauntaun.
What?
Tauntaun.
Okay. So you were supposed to be
North Island, cold winter, my friend's car broke down, we were stuck in the same place, it was somewhat of a disaster of a trip.
Yeah.
So this time I'm doing summer, it's summer there right now.
Yeah.
South Island,
yeah.
We're going to do backpacking, go on this cool trip to different huts, and it should be a good remake of
but
last time.
You've now blown it because you missed what happened last night.
Well, it's really not a concern.
It's not Lee's fault. It's LAX.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. Basically, she landed in one terminal, and then she had to be in another terminal.
No way.
Exactly. And the shuttle.
So where you were coming from, Colorado?
San Francisco. I live in San Francisco right now.
Yeah. Okay. And so she landed in one terminal, and the shuttle took forever to get to the terminal
that's
to pick her up.
So ghetto.
By the time she got there, she found out that the ticket agent in San Francisco was supposed to give her her ticket already, but hadn't. And because it's an international flight, they couldn't give her the ticket. So she had to watch and say goodbye to her friend who's flown there now.
No! We were supposed to meet in LA and fly together. And then he was like, well, if she can't get on the flight, I'll just wait. And they're like, you have to get on the flight. We can't rebook you. So they forced us to separate and sent him on ahead and kept me back.
When do you go now?
Tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, LAX.
I will spread the word of Amesbury to New Zealand.
New Zealand.
No, you don't need to do that.
How long
are
you going for?
Good girl, Lee. Good girl.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We should do a trip like that. I love the idea.
I don't want to travel with you two anyway.
Why not?
Why would I go there with you?
Greg, need to broaden your horizons.
That's the truth. I need to take a trip.
They need to go beyond. Need to go beyond the borders of our country.
Do you know something, Lee?
Tell me, Amesbury.
Oh, yeah, the girl. I haven't had a vacation in 10 years.
10?
No, 5.
That's
I went to Europe
number.
For
That's
2 weeks.
That's a huge different number.
Shut up, all of you.
You don't go.
Okay, last week.
I didn't allow myself to go on vacation.
No, wait a second. What do you qualify as vacation? Because you just went to
Amesbury.
Not
That's
vacation.
Not a vacation.
What about the cabin time?
Not a vacation. I was there for 8 hours.
What? Who goes to a cabin for 8 hours?
Me.
Why?
Because my family, I know, I have such a big family.
Yeah.
And they just want to hang, and I want to hang.
He can only be there for 8 hours, then the others get some time.
No, it's like they're...
It's a timeshare.
It's like I just, I'm home for 10 days.
Right.
So going to the cabin is fine, but it's freezing up there. And I just, when I'm home, I feel like I want to be with my family.
Right.
And my family wants me to be around.
Right.
So it's not a vacation. It's just like
sure.
a
no,
lot of
I know how that is, too.
Stuff.
I know how
so
that is.
So I qualify a vacation or quantify
yeah.
as not Amesbury, gotcha. Not LA.
So apparently, on the list of things about Amesbury, it is not a vacation spot. Good. Mm. Good
well,
job.
No,
no, no. It's okay. Amesbury. No. I heard it correctly.
People
I think.
From Amesbury wouldn't want a vacation in Amesbury.
Uh-huh.
People not from Amesbury. Probably wouldn't want a vacation actually in Amesbury. I don't even know if there's a hotel in Amesbury.
Brian, think, did you see one?
No, I didn't see it. I think
above
there's probably
the pub?
An inn, but I'm pretty sure you can knock on someone's door and ask them
yeah.
to sleep in there.
Are they that
yeah.
nice?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some beautiful homes. Yeah. Old colonial homes.
Yeah. I didn't wow. think you were going to say homes.
Home, houses.
I thought you were saying beautiful people.
I don't care about the people.
Oh.
Beautiful yeah. people.
Very
in Amesbury?
Hmm.
Yes.
Mm. There were.
Oh, man. You are not going to be hired by their promotional board.
Tom-tom.
Tom-tom now? I thought it was Ton-ton.
It's Ton-ton.
New Zealand sounds magical. I want to go. You make it sound... You should get paid by the tourism board in New Zealand because you have convinced 873 people that listen to this podcast to go to New Zealand.
During their summer, our winter.
That's not quantifiable.
That is
done that.
Quantifiable, huh? That's a Brian Gerard word if I've ever heard.
No, that's a real word.
Thank
you.
And quantifiable.
Nope. No,
that's
a Brian Gerard word.
Actually, yeah, that reminds me. So when I was leaving my first time from New Zealand, a person came up to me from the tourism industry and mm-hmm. wanted to interview me. And they asked me how much I had spent on my flight there.
Wow.
And I had actually flown on miles because I was traveling a lot for my job at that time. So I'd spent none. And
oh,
then they
awesome.
Asked me how much I spent on transportation while I was there. And I had hitchhiked the
oh
entire
my God.
Time. So I said none. And then they asked me what I spent on hotels and where I stayed. And I had stayed in youth hostels. So basically nothing. And then they asked me, did you spend any money in our country the entire time you were here? And I said, well, yes, I did a Lord of the Rings tour. And so my results
wow.
are going to completely skew the survey that the only profits they are getting from tourists is Lord of the Rings.
That's right, true. Lord of the
country,
Rings did a good thing for that country.
Well, that country, aside from Lord of the Rings, it's also very, like, eco.
Oh, hang on. Do you hear that?
Yes. Somebody's
backing
it. It's
a local bird. No, it's a local bird.
With an engine?
Yeah.
L.A. has this new breed of pelican.
It smashes... It smashes metal containers around, and it yeah. beeps.
And you feed it by putting out metal containers
yeah,
full of garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Here?
Listen to her
song. It can fly backwards
beautiful.
As well.
Listen
right,
to her
lady.
Beautiful song.
Wow.
Wait.
She prances through the air like a delicate flower.
Such a soothing sound. Puts me to sleep sometimes.
She's
such a
she's gone
gentle
now.
Swan.
All right,
that pelican.
That was great.
We should put out some more metal boxes. So
yeah. yeah, for tomorrow.
Not too
morning.
Much.
Tomorrow
too
morning.
Much.
I do it early oh. in the morning.
Okay.
Well, that's for four.
Once a week, though. Once a week.
It's wonderful. Well,
no, every morning.
Oh, every
morning.
As I was saying, New Zealand is, it's a very outdoor, like, eco-adventure kind of place, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they market themselves, like with zip lining and hiking mm-hmm. and mountain
that's
climbing,
true.
Right?
But...
Have
Lee
you done
doesn't
any of
do
that?
It. No, Lee doesn't
there's
do that.
There's something
shit.
I heard about that you get in a human-sized gerbil ball.
I've heard of that. I've seen pictures.
Tell, what, do you remember what it's called?
I don't, but you basically...
Gerbil balling.
Bro. No, it's a Richard Gere thing.
Oh.
No, it's... You go down a hill. You get in the ball, this giant inflated ball, and you just tumble down
hey,
a giant
Lee,
hill.
Hey, Lee, did you ever hear about when Robert went to Italy and did not
and
have sex
ball?
With
no.
a bunch of girls there that wanted to have sex with him?
None of that is true.
Lee, did you ever
except
hear that
for the
story?
Fact that I
Lee just rubbed her chin like she could not process what
no,
I was
wait
saying.
A minute. Europe, Robert, women, no sex, not computing.
No, that's...
Ton-ton.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you do eco-adventures when you go on trips, Robert? You like to run in mud and shit.
I did. When I was in Hawaii, I did the, it wasn't quite an eco adventure, but
mm-hmm.
I did the whole Mount Haleakala sunrise
the
and the. That's not applause. You've just insulted an entire population. Stop applauding that.
Look like a hi hi.
Okay.
Ton-ton.
All right. So, no, where you then ride a mountain bike down the mountain, down
cool.
the volcano. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Inside
cool.
a giant ball.
No. There's no ball. No. That was not.
Have you put yourself inside of a big whale's vagina and gone down a hill?
No. No, I haven't.
That doesn't make sense.
There's a word for that.
A whale's vagina?
San Diego.
Diego.
There is indeed.
Tauntaun.
What are you doing up in San Francisco?
I have a very unusual job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please tell.
Have you ever seen the movie Minority Report?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I love Tom Cruise.
One of my
Cruise.
Heroes.
And you're familiar with the famous scene where he has mm-hmm. his gloves
and
on
he's doing
and he's
the
moving
computer, thing.
Computer things around. I make that real.
Yeah. Applaud.
And I also work with precogs to predict crimes that might happen.
That's awkward. Do you use like a lottery ball system mm-hmm. to deliver the information?
The second part was a lie.
Oh, jeez.
I was about to leave the room.
Wow.
She would have known that.
She already knew. Yeah, they would storm right through now. In their yeah. black suits.
So
yeah.
you develop gloves to...
No gloves. No. I actually make that real minus the gloves.
Oh. So Jesus. The software...
There's also a joke in there somewhere. Yes.
Wait, yes. So you're smart.
I'll find
you. You have to be smart, right?
I just tell smart people what to do.
That's good.
You're but she has Spielberg. To. She's got to come off as smart to be mm-hmm. able to tell yeah. smart people what to
Is
do.
Is that why you wear glasses? Do they not actually
right.
do anything?
If I take these off, not only will they stop listening, but you guys will ask me to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have perfect vision. Right?
It's completely. Just for intelligence.
Yeah.
30-30, probably.
Welcome 30-30 to Hollywood.
30-30, is that right?
Mm, that's perfect vision.
Is it?
Spielberg is not a smart man, but he tells smart people what to do.
That's what I just said. Why are you stealing what
and
I just said?
He has 30-30 vision.
Tauntaun.
Doesn't make sense.
That's great.
Doesn't
that is good.
All right. Lee, I'm devastated that you're leaving us, but I'm excited that you're going to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Thank
Lee,
you, Ben.
I'm excited that you're leaving us and devastated that you're going to New Zealand.
Thank you, Amesbury.
You're welcome.
Lee, I am happy that you joined us, and I can't wait to hear about your trip to New Zealand.
What are you devastated about?
No, I decided to break the rhythm.
No, that's...
One, two,
comedy
three, break.
Comedy comes in threes.
One, two, break.
And my third was the break.
One, two, break.
Oh, okay. So that was funny.
Thank you, Robert. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lee.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory
Hello.
Hoyt.
Lee.
I'm Brian Gerard.
I love you.
We're the Scheid Show.
It's been a pleasure.
Wait, say you love me back.
I love you, Amesbury.
Yeah! Yay! Yay!
Yay! Boo, Amesbury.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun.